time for the Daily Dust.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
Why should I repeat gossip? Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's ditch.
Yeah, it's always a good time for gossip. I don't know what y'all are talking about. Anyway, so this morning, we've got some fun stuff coming out of Hollywood after Halloween. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band opened his concert in Montreal with Ray Parker Jr.'s theme song for the movie Ghostbusters. Sounds like the crowd was into it, too. Jennifer Lopez was not into signing any more autographs for fans after she was asked if she had any comments about Diddy. You know, they dated between 1999 and 2001. Did she know? I don't know. I don't know what she knew. Tim Burton composer and Oingo Boingo mastermind Danny Elfman released a creepy new Halloween song called Monkeys on the Loose. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. It pays homage to Halloween, but let's just stick with the Nightmare Before Christmas, dude. Stephen Colbert asked Robin Wright if Jenny is the villain on Forrest Gump. And she said, am I the villain? I don't know if I'm the villain. Maybe I am the villain. No, she said, think about how she treated Forrest. Not great. Oh, but she gave him his little boy who was so precious. Neil deGrasse Tyson explains in an interview what would happen if the Earth suddenly stopped spinning and why he has a problem with Superman for doing it in the 1978 movie.
He slows down the rotation of the Earth. It stops, and then time goes backwards, which, of course, is just BS. But I'll give it to him because he's Superman. And then, had he done that, all this to save Lois, right? If he did that, oh, my gosh. That's the end of civilization.
Just to pull Lois out of a ditch.
Just to pull Lois out of a freaking ditch.
That's awesome. There's a remake of the 1993 Sylvester Stallone movie Cliffhanger in the works, but with a woman, Lily James, in the lead role. You know what? If you've never seen Cliffhanger, you need to watch it. It's awful. Next time you hear Kirk Hammett's riffs on some famous Metallica songs, think about this. He bought a Flying V with the money he made as a teenager working at Burger King.
Yeah, this is the one that started it all. This is the one that I used to sit in my bedroom with.
You worked at Burger King for this guitar.
Yeah. This guitar has been stolen from me twice, and I've managed to get it back. It's been lost. The airlines lost it maybe two or three times, and I've managed to get it back. Die by My Hand was written on this guitar when I was 17 years old.
Kirk Hammett said he also worked on Master of Puppets with that. That's amazing. The new owner of Matthew Perry's home says she will not remove the Batman logo from the pool because, yes, there's a Batman logo in the pool. Former President Barack Obama recently spoke about his daughter Malia's decision not to use her last name on her directorial debut, The Heart, back in February 2024 Sundance Film Festival.
You do know they'll know who you are.
Right.
And she's all like, you know what? I want them to watch it that first time and not in any way have that association. So I think our daughters go out of their way to not try to leverage that.
Yeah, I can see where that could be an issue. You don't want people making assumptions that you got there on your name only. Forget about Elf on the Shelf. You can pick up Snoop on the Stoop at your local Spencer's. Wait, we don't have a local Spencer's. Probably have to order it online. I got a Kardashian alert. Speaking of online, Kim Kardashian has shut down her 8-year-old son Saint's YouTube channel. She only gave it to him in September. It didn't even last a full 2 months. He posted some crass videos and she didn't care for it. That's hilarious. She scrubbed it. Of course, though, you know TMZ has the screenshots. All right, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And I am dedicating today's Daily Dust to my son in love because he is here for the gossip. That's it. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. What can I say except you are so very welcome.